And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Today is Veterans Day, the 101st anniversary of the end of World War I. Last year, if President Donald Trump had gotten his way, the nation would have celebrated the centennial of the armistice with a massive military parade in Washington. Fortunately, that didn't happen. One of the reasons was the outspoken opposition of many military veterans. It's a little appreciated fact that many veterans, both inactive and on active duty, are among the most outspoken opponents of brandishing military weaponry and uttering jingoistic threats of war. Not only do these men and women oppose the idea of the United States behaving like the authoritarian regimes of the world that regularly parade their tanks and missiles, they also understand the reality of war, both the death, destruction, and terror that it brings, and the fact that it will be their lives in jeopardy. The bottom line, celebrating the heroism of our military men and women is always appropriate, especially on Veterans Day. But we should always remember there's a big and important difference between that and celebrating war. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.